Hi, I'm Annette Chody, an attorney of 20 years that created LawQuil, a marketing agency for small and solo law firms. Join me to learn how to grow your law firm through digital marketing strategies, SEO, social media, and more. Let's get that law firm of yours more online visibility, a larger digital footprint, tons of organic traffic, and more clients. I'm so excited you're here. Click that subscribe button and join me in the Legal Marketing Lounge. Hello again. Are you excited? You should be excited because today we are going to talk about something amazing, which is law firm branding. I love branding. I love talking about it. I love helping law firms with it. But before we get into all of that, would you just hit that subscribe button if you're listening on iTunes? Boy, I would sure appreciate that. All right, let's get into it. With over 47,000 law firms in the United States. Yep, 47,000. The legal industry is a competitive one. You know that. I don't need to tell you that. One way to stand out is by creating a recognizable brand for your law firm. Can we please talk about the law firm websites that have someone standing with their arms crossed looking really angry? What is up with those websites? And I'm really sorry if that is you. I am sorry. But the truth is that all websites started to look the same several years ago. And it just got to the point where law firms realized that if they were going to compete in the online space, they had to differentiate themselves from other law firms and create a recognizable brand. And these days, branding is a really common way for law firms to inform the public not only of their services that they provide, but to generate loyalty from clients and to attract new business. It's the same, right? It's marketing. At the end of the day, it's the same as different soda pop companies and different athletic gear companies. It's branding. And although it may seem more tangible to check off other marketing strategies that you may have, building your brand is really foundational. It is the cornerstone of everything else you are trying to accomplish. Because if you've got a website, if you've got social media, if you've got an email list, if you have a YouTube channel or a podcast, whatever you've got, all of that has to look and feel like your law firm. It's the cornerstone of everything. So if you have not yet taken the time to create a brand for your business, this is the time to start. Today is your day. You have found the right podcast to listen to. So let's talk about law firm branding in particular. The essence of a brand is the perception that it builds among consumers. It's telling your potential clients, your previous clients, the people that are your colleagues and peers in a concise way who you are and what you do. Your brand of your law firm carries a message. And every time a client or potential client encounters your brand, they should automatically link it with everything they know about your business, the social media account, the website content, who your employees are, the services you provide. A law firm's brand connects the emotional side of a business with the concrete experience. And if that familiar brand evidence links to a positive experience, it's going to translate into further loyalty. This is business and advertising 101. And it is so important for law firms because branding really matters. We as consumers, not as law firm owners, but as consumers, boost the reputation of a brand without even thinking. We do this all the time. We are totally loyal to certain brands. And not only that, we share it, right, with other people without even being asked because it's our jam or we love it or it's just exactly what we connect with. We perpetuate the positive imprint of that brand organically without even being asked. And the same idea between brand loyalty for some sort of product that we love is the same for law firms. It's the same. And it's crucial for several reasons. The first is that law firm branding is going to help your marketing strategy. Your law firm's brand is going to be foundational, and it is going to support your SEO efforts. So SEO is search engine optimization. And that is the way that Google, the search engine, is looking at who you are as a law firm on your website, on social media, on Google My Business, on your reviews, everywhere. And all of those pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that are your SEO, it determines where to place you in the search engine rankings. Your law firm brand is supporting those SEO efforts because it is telling Google that consumers recognize you and consider you reliable. A brand also helps establish the all-important signals of EAT. That's right, EAT. EAT. Expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. I'm going to go on a side break right here, which is this. EAT, which is expertise, authority, and trustworthiness, is something that Google has created for certain industries, and law firms are one of those industries. Google has said that there are certain industries that require additional levels of expertise in order to gain traction in their search engine. For example, a lot of these are surrounding your money or your life, YMYL, financial experts, medical authorities, and legal authorities like law firms. You want to take your law firm's brand and make sure that Google understands that you are signaling with your brand the important areas of expertise, authority, and trustworthiness, EAT. And when a law firm carries these traits consistently and effectively through their branding, it boosts their credibility and rankings. And when consumers, when clients, potential clients, past clients, peers habitually see your brand, they are going to be more likely to click on it and go to your website because it's familiar. Law firm branding also outlines your law firm's mission. So carried sort of inherently within your brand is a sense of your law firm's defined mission. Who are you as a law firm? A brand outlines your mission not only to consumers, but also to all of your employees, to peers, to other law firms. And therefore, when opportunities come along, people can filter each one by asking the question, does this connect with our brand? If you are going to be working with a certain charity organization, does this connect with our brand? If you are going to be sponsoring something, does this connect with our brand? So law firm branding is really going to be pivotal regarding your company mission. The next thing is that law firm branding distinguishes you from your competitors. It is going to set you apart in such a way that potential clients, past clients, peers, whoever it is, can see that you are different from your competitors, hopefully better, right? Since law firms have a proclivity to sort of, frankly, recite the same taglines and similar, you know, we are here to work for you. We will work hard for you. We will work tirelessly for you. Because law firms have a tendency to do that using same taglines, similar phrases, a solid brand announces that you are unique and that your core message is different and hopefully better than your competitors. It displays what you have to offer that is unique. There is an estate planning attorney that I know that she works specifically with younger clients. That's her brand. Estate planning typically is seen historically as working with older couples and dealing with end-of-life issues. She has made it part of her brand to work with clients that are younger. So that is how she differentiates herself from other estate planning attorneys. Let's talk about five steps to building your law firm brand, because this can seem overwhelming, right? Building a brand is sort of like creating an empire. And if you don't know where to start, it can just seem a little bit overwhelming. I get that. And it takes time to create a brand. And you may pivot in different directions, and that's fine. It can be growing and evolving. It's rare that someone creates a brand and then that's it. It never changes. I mean, even look at Coca-Cola, right? They have changed their branding. Pepsi, all of these major companies change their branding ever so often. It does take time to create a brand, circulate it, and then eventually see positive results. So one way that you can do this is to gather the people that you trust together, your colleagues, your employees, perhaps marketers that you trust, to examine your goals before you begin. Take some time, get some meetings together to define your brand to ensure that it reflects your core mission. Now, if you are a solo practitioner, you get to do this alone, but don't hurry this step. You should condense your ideas, whether you're working with your team or working by yourself, into a central brand message. Then I want you to consider the following points as you begin to build your law firm brand. The first thing is, listen, it is best to brand early. That may not be possible. You may already have a law firm that is established, or you may be considering completely changing your brand, and that's fine. I will say that the earlier you begin thinking about a brand, the better. There's that old saying that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. So no matter when you decide to think about branding, thinking about branding is always better than not thinking about branding. The reason it's helpful to start early is because your brand really is foundational to many of the other choices you will make, such as the name of your law firm, your website, your domain name, how you will look on social media, what your colors in your brand will be, what your logo will look like. All of that will be dependent upon your services and your ideal audience. Your brand as a law firm could be classy, it could be reserved, it could be aggressive, it could be edgy. These are all choices that you get to make. And I will say this as well. Law firms have come a long way, so please do not think that as a law firm, you need to stick to navy blue or a dark green color with a little judge's gavel or the scales of justice or something like that. You can really be innovative and creative with your law firm branding, and statistics show that does really well with a lot of audiences. It certainly makes you memorable. The next tip that I have is to define your target audience. This is important in all areas of marketing, but specifically with branding. Who is your ideal client? Before you nail down your brand, it really is best to define who your typical client is, who your ideal client is, where your true target audience is. Choosing a persona of who your ideal client is will tell you exactly who you need to reach with your message. And therefore, your branding will be more effective because you are trying to reach that perfect client. If you are unsure of your target audience, think about who your best clients are currently, the ones that you love, the ones that love working with you, the ones that you produce the best results for, the ones that are the easiest to work with. Examine what these clients' characteristics and needs are that they have in common. This can help you formulate your law firm's unique, typical target audience. You want to target those people, the best clients. The next thing you want to do regarding your law firm branding is to summarize your core message. This is the case even if you have different practice areas. You need to condense the essence of your law firm. This is critical. It should reflect your company's core message and personality. A tagline is a great example of this. It should grab the attention of a user on your website or on social media, and it should be different than your competitor's core message. If your competitor's core message is, "We have handled more personal injury cases in St. Louis than anyone," your law firm's message could be, "We handle our personal injury clients individually, every case, every person, every time." So it sounds like you're offering a more individualized approach, whereas they are just talking about how much they have done. It's a difference in the core message and personality. Another example is the person I know that's an estate planning attorney. Her message is towards single people or younger people for estate planning. Again, it's a different core message. It's a different personality. It should grab the attention and be different than your competitor's message, however that is. One way to distill your law firm's core message is by answering these questions. What is the story behind our law firm? What prompted us to start offering this type of legal service? How do we help our target audience, and how do we do it differently? How do we do it better than our competitors? What do we contribute to the community that other law firms don't? For what purpose do we exist? And that may sound like an existential question to ask, but I guarantee you, if you spend time thinking about that, you will find who your law firm is at its core. At the end of the day, one of the most important questions you can ask yourself as a law firm is, what do we want potential clients to know about us? After you've done all that soul searching, you need to then choose your design elements. You need to incorporate all of your hard work that you've done emotionally, what we just talked about, into the concrete design elements of your brand. And it may help at this point to hire a design professional and someone who is very proficient with branding. You don't have to, but a lot of times they can see things or have experience that you don't have. Some of the elements of a recognizable brand can include a brief, descriptive, catchy slogan or tagline, a color combination that conveys the chosen feelings that you talked about earlier. And again, don't be scared to use colors that law firms are not traditionally known for. A logo that is versatile enough to be used anywhere you choose. This means a logo that is not so busy that it cannot be used on letterhead, on social media marketing, in email lists, on your website. And finally, to go along with that, a font that coordinates with the mood and message of everything else. You want it to be different, but you also want it to be readable. Next, you want to get your brand out there. Now you've thought about your ideal client. You've answered all of these emotional, existential questions about your law firm, and you have created a brand with colors and a logo and a website and fonts that all represent exactly the type of law firm that you want to show the public. Now you need to get your brand out there. Marketing experts remind us that it is best to define and refine the brand before rushing out with it. But once you've got it, once you've got your law firm brand that you are in love with, get it out there early, consistently, often. Offer your brand to the world through your website, your logo, your social media platforms, everything. Providing a solid, familiar brand is crucial if you desire your target audience to know you, find you, remember you, and trust you. If your potential clients are familiar with your brand and they trust it, they will be more likely to hire you over your competitors. So here are some final tips regarding your law firm branding. And by the way, this should be fun, right? You are creating a visual impact of what you want your law firm to be in the world. So have fun with this. Remember these tips. Once you have created and refined and finally presented your law firm's brand to the world, here are some helpful hints to continue to stay engaged with your audience. You should always stay connected to your clients, colleagues, community, keep in tune with the market, continue growing. And then if you see that your law firm has evolved in some way, perhaps you've added a practice area or you've gained more lawyers or even added more locations, you can consider rebranding at that point. But you should be consistent and ensure that however you end up changing your brand or staying with your brand, every ad campaign, every social media post, every community notice, every website page you have shows evidence of your brand. The next thing is you want to let your brand soak into everything that you do. Your core message should shine in all of your services, your About Me page, your FAQ page, all of the articles you have on your website, your emails, and in every client interaction. The next tip is that you need to include your entire team in spreading your brand message. Now, if you are a solo law firm, you still may have people that work for you, a virtual assistant that does your social media posting, or someone who answers the phone for you. Whoever you have working with you or for you should help you spread your brand message and help you communicate that to current clients, colleagues, and potential clients. The next tip is that you should keep learning and listening to your clients. Listen to the reviews that you get. Listen to the communication that they offer. Learn from this free and helpful feedback. You may hear something, if you really listen, from your clients that makes you need to pivot your branding in such a way that you get an audience that you weren't expecting to get. So think about that as well. A lot of times, potential clients give you the answers that you're looking for regarding your branding. The last tip I have is to always advance and grow. Digital marketing, and all marketing, frankly, is consistently moving, shifting, changing. And as the market changes, both online and offline, you may need to make minor or even major adjustments to your brand. Don't be scared to do this if after some soul searching, you realize it is truly what you need to grow your law firm more. There will be growing pains if you need to pivot your branding. But if you know in your heart that's really the right thing to do for your law firm, then I absolutely say you should do that. It doesn't mean that you need to bend to every single little trend that comes along, but just keep watching for ways that you can change and adapt your law firm branding to the ever-changing market. Your law firm's website, your law firm's social media, everything that you do is an extension of your brand. And really, there is almost nothing more important than your branding. Because before you can have a website and social media and do all of the things, right, you have to know who you are. Know thyself, right? Know thyself. And again, with over 47,000 law firms operating in the United States, you want to make sure that you stand out with a very recognizable brand for your law firm. I hope that today's episode on Legal Marketing Lounge has inspired you to consider your law firm branding and give you some practical tips and steps to either change your law firm branding or tweak it in such a way that you can reach more potential clients with a more recognizable brand that resonates with really the spirit of what your law firm is trying to accomplish. As always, I would appreciate it if you hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on iTunes, I would love a review. Thank you very much. And in the meantime, I hope you do great with your law firm branding. I'd love to see it. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you can find me at Annette Chody there, and I would love to see your branding. Just show me, just connect with me there. That would be great. I hope you got a lot of value out of today's podcast episode. I'm so excited that you joined me here. And until next time, thank you for joining me in the Legal Marketing Lounge.